Last night's Baltimore County School Board meeting broke out in open warfare as members grappled with two controversial issues. WYPR's John Lee reports the board greenlighted a $140 million computer contract and decided to move ahead on a nationwide search for a new school superintendent.
The superintendent search was on the agenda, but board member Stephen Virch proposed hiring interim school superintendent Verlita White on the spot.
We have a superintendent on the job with this record of devotion to our system.
White has been in the county school system for more than two decades, working her way up from teacher to interim school superintendent. But board member Kathleen Causey called Virch unprofessional for proposing hiring White instead of sticking to what was on the agenda. She gave the board a list of things it should not do.
Not rush things, not cut out the communities, not cut out the process, have no advisors. I mean, that's just utterly ridiculous.
White has a lot of support among teachers and principals, but she also has been tarnished by a couple of ethics violations for failing to report money she earned as a consultant. White says that was an honest mistake, and unlike previous Superintendent Dallas Dance, she has not been charged with a crime. White has promised to never accept outside work. Not good enough for board member Ann Miller.
We should exclude from consideration anyone with ethical violations.
Unless it gets an extension from the state, Baltimore County must have a new superintendent in place by July 1st. Miller says board members who support White have purposely put off the search for months, basically running out the clock.
The majority of this board is trying to shoehorn us into one candidate with no other options, essentially a no-bid contract for our next superintendent.
But board vice chairman Nick Stewart says they've received weeks of feedback and held a town hall about who should be the next superintendent, and there's been a lot of support for White.
We have the benefit of having worked with Ms. White and knowing how she interacts with this board, which, you know, I can just say it, we're not the easiest of boards to work with, and indeed...
Board member David Uhlfelder said they've been working with White for months now, and it's time to get on with it.
I don't see why we have to listen to more public comments when we already know what it takes.
In the end, the board reached a compromise of sorts. It agreed to start the nationwide search for a new superintendent, but it also agreed to take up the question of hiring White permanently at its next meeting in 2 weeks. Tom DeHart is the executive director of CASE, the Council of Administrative and Supervisory Employees, which represents principals and supervisors. CASE supports hiring White permanently. DeHart says the board waited too long to start the search. The election of a new school board that will be the new school superintendent's boss is just 7 months away. DeHart says good candidates will be wary of that because old boards hire, new boards fire.
So if I'm a really top-notch superintendent, I can see the politics in that and sit this one out.
In other action, the board approved the $140 million computer contract with Daily Computers for a new generation of devices for teachers and students, but not before one board member leveled a charge of hypocrisy against opponents of the contract. It was touched off when board member Causey proposed using a less expensive device, maybe not top of the line, that would save the county $9 million.
The board should decide that price is, in fact, very important. And for going from an A-plus to an A-minus, I think it's worth it.
Board member Virch said Causey and other opponents of the contract were being hypocrites, in part because they warned the cost of computers take away from more pressing needs, then turned around and offered their own idea for devices. That sparked this exchange between Virch and Causey, with board chairman Ed Gillis trying to referee.
They now have said, no, we should be spending dollars on devices.
Mr. Chair,
because these are
a point
in fact,
of order that
hold on,
is hold totally
on.
Inappropriate
I
for Mr. Virch
hold
to
on.
Put
your
words
hold
in
on.
My mouth.
I
board member Julie Hinn pushed for a delay to give the board more time to study the nuts and bolts of the contract and to look for less expensive alternatives.
There are ways to bring this technology to our classrooms. We have to be creative, and we have to work together. And if there is an opportunity for savings, we cannot pass up that opportunity. There are too many unmet needs.
But in making the case for the contract, The board heard from the front lines. Mays Chapel Elementary School second grader Alex Cox.
If there were no devices, I would not be able to do Dreambox. I like Dreambox because it is really fun, and it lets me show how good I am at math.
And teachers from Rogers Forge Elementary School showed up in force, wearing shirts with the slogan, hashtag KeepMovingForwardBCPS. Katie Schmidt is an instructional coach at Rogers Forge. Schmidt says there would be a cost to going back to shared computers.
Whether we're going back to computer labs, then we'd have to rewire and organize that all in a computer lab setting again. Carts with shared devices.
And Josie Schaefer, who is a senior at Pikesville High and the student member of the board, is no fan of going back to the computer cart.
And it will wheel around the classroom, it will plug it into the wall. There's like 20 computers on it. It's a madhouse to get that computer.
Board member Miller peppered the staff with questions about the cost of the new generation of computers. Miller proposed buying the current computers in the classroom for a fraction of the cost. Then when a new school board takes over after the November elections, it can decide whether to spend the $140 million. Plus, Miller says they should wait until after a planned audit is conducted of school system purchases.
And really, until that special review audit is conducted, there's going to be a cloud over this.
But Interim School Superintendent White said the process to buy the new computers has been open and transparent.
We do not, as a school system, just run out and say, you know what, just give us the most expensive device that you have. That is just not how we operate.
White says buying the current devices rather than the new generation would be a waste of money because they're obsolete and come with no warranties. With the board's approval of the contract last night, new computers are expected to be delivered to the county next month. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.